Super Rugby Pacific is heading to Tonga for the first time in what will be a homecoming for players from both teams. Moana Pacifica are hosting the Highlanders in Nuku'alofa in the historic game that the Tonga Rugby Union says has been a long time coming. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. This is going to mean a lot to players, isn't it, Felicity?
It is. So Moana Pacifica is currently based in New Zealand, as we've mentioned before, sort of bouncing around the different home stadiums here. But they were a team really set up to represent Samoa and Tonga players and fans. And so getting an international fixture or a rugby fixture of this calibre in Tonga is very rare. So they're really wanting to make this an opportunity to show that they can host games like this. It's a big deal because the King is going to be there as well, and they're taking it as a really serious opportunity. So not only are there 12 players in the matchday squad from Moana who have Tongan heritage, there are two players from the Highlanders as well. So as you can imagine, the tickets for this are probably pretty hot property. The Moana players are saying family, the ones that have links to family there, are saying that they're getting requests for more than 20 tickets each. So 20 times 12, that's adding up pretty quickly. But for the Highlanders, that's halfback Falau Fakatava and prop Salau Malu, who have also had the same amount of requests. But you can kind of understand from their perspective, because it's the first time that either of those players have played professional rugby in their home country. And for Malu, it's only the second time that his parents have seen him play as a professional. Both of these players came to New Zealand in their teenage years and have obviously set up very good rugby careers for themselves. But, you know, family is a big part of this for them as well, and they haven't really had that opportunity. But here is what Malu has to say about heading home as a professional rugby player.
Going back and play back home in front of those kids, just inspiring the youth back home that, you know, you can achieve anything if you work hard for it. Same as me and Lau, we came to New Zealand when we were young, and then to go back home playing in that sort of level, it's just good for inspire the kids back home.
So this game is on Saturday afternoon. So the high temperature there is, it's going to be like high 20s, a little bit different to what these players will have been playing in Dunedin.
Yeah, absolutely. More than a little bit different, Felicity. In just under 3 months, the biggest restaurant in the world's going to open in Paris. This has got to be the food court at the Olympics, is it, Felicity?
It is. It's the canteen. So it's where all of the athletes will eat throughout the Olympics and the Paralympics. It's 3,500-seat eatery. They'll be serving food 24 hours a day. And as you can imagine, there's like more than 200 nationalities who are there. Imagine trying to keep all of these people happy.
So I'm going to start making my belly rumble. I mean, Anna Thomas's was rumbling just before all this talk of food. So 3,500 can fit in there at one time.
And there'll be 40 different meals on offer every day. So that's based on four themes: France, Asia, Africa, and world cuisine. So
where's the New Zealand theme?
Well, I think maybe we're fitting under world cuisine. I'm not sure. Because if you're getting the French offering, an example of that would be salt cod and potato mash. Out of Asia, they're doing cauliflower and baked potato with turmeric. Out of Africa, it's veggie stir fry. Out of the world option, it's veggie moussaka. There's also a salad bar with 30 options, a grill with meat and sides, a cheese selection, bakery, a hot buffet, a dessert bar. And you may have realised I was mentioning
dessert bar. Yep, living the
but
dream.
Maybe a little bit different to the McDonald's that athletes talk about from previous Olympic games.
Yes, absolutely.
But I have mentioned a lot of veggie options here, and that's because that's really a focus for them. They're wanting to cut down the carbon footprint, so they're using fruits, vegetables and legumes, whole cereals. They're also looking at local and seasonal food being at the heart of what they offer to help reduce that carbon footprint. But that vegetarian thing also extends to if you're going to watch the game. So at the venue, which is hosting the 3x3 basketball and the BMX freestyle, they'll be doing 100% vegetarian. And the option there includes a vegetarian hot dog with crispy onions, pickled red cabbage and honey mustard sauce.
Amazing. Thank you, Felicity.